Tiffany Lankus, welcome back to our Press Pass conversation. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The big battle lines were set up last week. What are your thoughts on this? Is this enough time to truly find a qualified person to run the district?
It depends. There has been some buzz in the community, I think, prior to the board coming to this point. And I think now you hear some of the members of the board majority echoing this kind of strategy of, you know, you post a job, you see who applies. The other way you can go about doing it is to target. It's really no secret for a district our size who kind of the big players are out there. It sounds like that's what the board wants to do, is try to target, figure out who are these people that might be a good fit for Buffalo. And it seems like with the short time frame they're trying to turn this around in, that that's probably what they're going to look at doing. There are, though, some challenges. The timing is not good for them because it's somewhat out of sync with when most school districts are conducting searches. So people who might have been on the market a couple months ago may have already accepted other offers. Most districts want pretty much to know by now who will be stepping in July to take over for the new school year that starts in September. So they may be looking at an even more limited pool than usual as they go about doing this.
It just seems like such a quick turnaround. And a lot of the community members feel left out of the process. Parents, community organizations, they don't feel like they're going to be a part of this process to help select the next leader.
It does seem like a quick turnaround, but I think it's also, this may not work. You know, and I think this came up at the meeting. You know, Larry Quinn, I think, kind of put it out there as, you don't really know how long this process is going to take until you start embarking on this process. If you post a job and you get someone who's a rock star candidate that seems like a perfect fit, that may be the end of it right there. If you post a job and no one applies or you're not happy with your pool, you know, you probably have to go back to the drawing board. I think there's a real possibility here that they may not find someone in time for the school year. They may have to go back and appoint an interim, and they may have to do a longer search.
One of the things that they did approve together last week was the hiring of a legal counsel to bargain with the Buffalo Teachers Federation. On top of that, we have the re-election process and the campaign process for a president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation. Of course, longtime Phil Remore has been in place for many years. You wrote a great article about this, about the fairness of this process.
This election has been interesting. You know, as we've written in the news, Phil's been in this job for 34 years. He's rarely had a challenger, and this is fairly unusual that he has not only one, but two people challenging him for the post. And, you know, from what I'm hearing from teachers, what this is really signaling is discontent. There's a lot of frustration over the fact they haven't had a new contract in 10 years. There's a lot of frustration that the legal battle to reinstate the wage increases during the hiring, the pay freeze, that the teachers did not end up getting compensated for that lost time. I think the board majority is ready to really take the gloves off and go in there. You know, as we talked about, it's been a year. They've accomplished very little. And I think they've realized that implementing some of the things they want to do will depend on contractual changes.
An interesting thing that you wrote in fairness of the actual election of the BTF president is that you talked about a post office box key that was actually at the BTF offices. What does Phil Remore say about that?
You know, Phil's take is he says he has tried to stay far removed from this process in the 34 years. You know, he says he knows very little about the process because he stays out of it. There are a lot of people who question that, and I think perhaps rightfully so. The story that we did tried to go through just the different questions that have been raised recently about this process and this push to try to make it more transparent.
Well, Tiffany Lankus, thank you so much for talking about education issues in the city of Buffalo. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.